This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With the South Carolina debate tonight and Bernie Sanders being labeled the front runner, there are consequences for campaign fundraising. Here's Marketplace's Kimberly Adams.
Despite the record amounts of cash flowing into the presidential race, lots of people are afraid of turning over their money to candidates who might not survive. Cameron Shelton teaches political economy at Claremont McKenna College.
And when you have somebody that suddenly shifts into a front runner position, that money gets off the couch and gets involved.
He says the research shows what you might expect. Donors want to back a winner.
Relatively small changes in polling translate into big changes in the perceived chance of victory, and then those translate into an avalanche of money.
And when the media gives more attention to the candidate in the lead, it can affect people who are already donating to other candidates.
There is a self-fulfilling prophecy in there.
Casey Dominguez teaches political science at the University of San Diego.
If people perceive that Amy Klobuchar or Elizabeth Warren or Joe Biden or Pete Buttigieg are, like, not competitive, they might stop giving them money.
And that, says Dominguez, will really make them uncompetitive. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.